Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's time for our fall membership drive, and more about that in just a minute. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, about a third of workers save using 401ks or similar retirement plans. Some research shows one in four workers have saved less than just $1,000 for the future. And making the leap from those statistics to a place of real planning and security feels complicated and daunting. Jonathan Pine can help. Known as America's financial planner, Jonathan has dedicated much of his career to helping everyday people make the most of their finances. He has shared his wisdom on many network and cable television stations, including regular segments on CNN and more than 50 times on NBC. But he is committed to the role of public media, and every year he joins us to celebrate our annual fall membership drive. Today we're talking about personal finance issues and retirement with the PBS personal finance expert, Jonathan Pond. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you so much, Ann.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And again, this is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. So please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a contribution of $5 a month as a sustainer or give a one-time gift of $60, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And for that gift of $5 a month as a sustaining member, you get a book that you cannot find in bookstores. You cannot order it online, but you can get Money Smarts right now. So go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan, it's crazy times out there, isn't it?
It sure is.
I don't even know how you keep track. The stock market continues to go rise sharply since the November election. That surprises a lot of people. What explains the optimism? How does that work?
Well, I think the best opinion about that is that there is a big disconnect between what's going on in Washington and Wall Street. A lot of people are justifiably concerned about, to put it politely, about the shenanigans in the District of Columbia. But the fact is the economy is on the mend, continues to be on the mend, and that benefits stocks. Interest rates are low, and that again makes investors prefer stocks over bonds. And interest rates are expected to persist at a low level well into the next decade, if not for the next decade. And so that means there's, money is flowing into stocks, and it's got to end at some time. But those who try to time the market are setting themselves up for trouble. I mean, how long have we been saying that the stock market is overpriced? Well, it goes back 6-7 years. We're in an 8-year bull market. And those who follow the advice of the pundits who say, watch out, stocks are due for a big correction, are herding puppies right now. I mean, it's all a matter of balance. And we'll talk about that, I'm sure, later on.
What about the weather? First Harvey in Texas and now Irma blowing up through through the Caribbean and through the islands and now into southern Florida. How do those kind of events affect things?
Well, first thing that comes to mind as an investor is the big box home improvement stores who may have a great increase in business. You hate to think about that, but from an investment standpoint, that's the case. This could be a real problem for the insurers. I mean, Florida has been without a serious hurricane, for so long now that the insurance industry, which is, prone to bad timing, has increased private flood insurance coverage significantly. And now, with a major event like this, this could be a serious issue for the insurers. So you can look at problems and opportunities here. Beyond the tragedy of those who are in the wake of these major weather events, but the issue, I think, from an investment standpoint, is to say, look, I'm not a short-term investor. If the insurance companies take a hit, that's okay; they can afford it. If the big box stores do very well, that's okay, but eventually that's likely to catch up with them. So it's hard to estimate these things, but in terms of what's likely or will happen in Florida and the Keys, as well as what's happened in Texas and Louisiana, these are terrible events that people need to prepare for, not only physically for their structures, but financially. We can't lose sight of that. They say that there's a huge difference between someone who's got $5,000 in debt and someone who has $5,000 in the savings account. It's not a big swing one way or the other, but should disaster strike, it's nice to have some money around for quick improvements before the insurance covers the event and not have to worry about too much debt.
If you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, please give us a call, 614-292-8513. Or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. And you can check out our Facebook page and post your question or comment there if that works to you. I want to say thank you to Tanner Murphy in Columbus for your support. Remember, it is our fall membership drive. Financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering 3 thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting. They're only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all the gifts, or you can call and ask about the gifts. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Our thank you gift levels this hour range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. There's really something for anyone and any budget. Your sustaining gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card each month. Each of these thank you gifts will help you navigate the current economy. So go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and show your support for 89.7 NPR News, for All Sides with Ann Fisher, and all the great programming that you enjoy every single day right now. 1-866-897-9678. So when we talk about investing, mm-hmm. there's the long-term investors and then there's short-term investors. And those are the professionals that are kind of trying to read the tea leaves every day, right? So the long-term investors, that's what most of us are, right? Or should be.
Well, you should be.
Yeah.
Play the market for short-term gain, which is what you see on all the TV stations. All these people talk about what's going to happen over the next month or the next year, and they're usually wrong. I'm reminded of the old saying that the difference between genius and stupidity is that genius has its limits, and these people just prattle on, and the fact is, you need to worry about where you're going to be 10 years or 20 years from now. If you just retired, you're still more concerned about the next 10 to 20 years than you are the next 10 to 20 months. And we can't say that enough. And the problem is all this noise that goes on, you got to sell or buy this or do whatever, is just going to impair your long-term financial success. Making money in the investment markets is not brain surgery. That's for sure. It's buying decent funds, maybe exchange-traded funds or mutual funds, in good measure, allocating them among the various investment categories, periodically rebalancing your investments so that you don't your stocks in a rising market like we've had don't become so overweighted in stocks that you suffer when there's an inevitable correction or unduly suffer. So this is pretty straightforward. This is one thing I work on very in great detail in preparing these reports mm-hmm. for your members.
Here's what works for you. Can you tell us a little bit about I just described the combo in very mm-hmm. brief in a very brief way, but there's the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. What's the difference between those two?
Okay, the Investment Planner, Ann, looks in depth at your investment situation, how comfortable you are with risk, because You answer questions. The questionnaires take only about a half hour to fill out, and they're completely confidential. But they give me enough information to advise you on the best way to diversify your investments with respect to the investment planner. It allows me to tell you, I get enough information from these simple questionnaires that, you know, what's the best thing for you, a 401k contribution, a Roth IRA contribution? A lot of confusion out there, but I know enough from your questionnaire responses to be able to advise you on where the best places are to put your money. And these are not, the investment planner is not really appreciated by those in the investment business because it is painfully objective. But my objective is for your wonderful members to, and particularly those who haven't yet joined the WOSU family, to call 866-897-9678. And the investment planner at a level of $10 a month will allow you to, I think, do better with your investing and be more confident in the future.
Thanks to Catherine Tessman in New Albany for your pledge of support today. Thanks to everybody who shows their support for 89.7 NPR News today and in the coming days as we launch our fall membership drive. Become a member. Become a sustaining member right now. Call 1-866-897-9678 and join the club. That's kind of the way I like to look at it, joining the club. You know, I was listening to something today just about how people learn on public radio and what they get from 89.7 NPR News every day. And it is a wealth of information. It is something that seems and feels free, but of course nothing's free, right, Jonathan?
No, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Be skeptical of anything free, right?
That's for sure. And in this time when we may be going through some real problems, we already have, because of weather devastation, is to beware of fake charities, mm-hmm. because they'll come out of the woodwork in these instances. And I've long been a supporter of public media, and because they make a difference in people's lives, that you can really learn something. I mean, when I'm doing work with the major networks, I'm lucky to get 4 minutes. In one, I do a weekly commentary, and a nationally broadcast commentary, I get 90 seconds. And the ability, like right now, to be able to take time to explain things to your members, to be able to respond to their questions, mm-hmm. is something that you just won't find anywhere else. And I'm happy to make these thank you gifts exclusive to public media, so you're not going to find them anywhere else. You have the investment planner. The other one, anticipating your question, Ann, is the Money Smarts Financial Planner. Mm-hmm. And remember, the investment planner takes an in-depth look at your investing situation. The financial planner doesn't overlap at all with the investment planner. It's completely separate, but it looks at all areas of your financial life that are important to you. Getting the right kind of insurance at the right cost, avoiding overpaying for insurance, planning for a financially comfortable retirement, or if you're retired, planning for a great retirement. Completely different reports. Each one is customized to your individual situation. So the report for retirees is much different from those for working stiffs like old Jonathan and Ann, and younger Ann. Other areas we look at is managing your debt so that it doesn't manage you, picking the right financial price. Do you need an annuity? Probably not, although there's so much sold. There's so much pressure on people to take out annuities. I know enough about your situation to be able to advise you on that. Organizing your records, planning your estate, mm-hmm. So that you know, when the inevitable happens, your heirs will benefit from a well-planned estate.
Thanks to Ryan Schlagbaum in Columbus for your support. Ryan wrote, "Enjoying the Bluegrass Ramble on Sunday night is the perfect relaxing end to the weekend." Thank you so much, Ryan, and thanks for listening now. If you are listening now and you have a question for Jonathan Pond, give us a call at 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. The Federal Reserve Board is starting to raise interest rates. Mm-hmm. They're inching it up. They're not.
Yes.
They're not leaping. Will this change what retirees or people who are looking at retirement will do with their money in terms of moving it from, you know, the riskier investments to bonds?
Well, it would, from the standpoint of retirees and I think investors in general, to see a somewhat higher interest rate, I would welcome. Now, it would affect stocks because if interest rates become more attractive, investors will say, why should I take a chance on the stock market when I can lock in a certain amount of interest, an attractive amount of interest in a CD or a municipal bond or a corporate bond or whatever? It's a double-edged sword. Rising interest rates could deleteriously affect stock prices. I don't think significantly,
mm-hmm.
But they will also benefit savers. I mean, one of the problems right now for retirees in particular is that you can't get any income off your investments. The best way to do that is with dividend-paying stocks or mutual funds or that invest in dividend-paying stocks. But there's always a risk with those, and that's something that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. But you've got to take risk with your money, and I show that in the investment planner. You know, the long said that the biggest risk in investing is taking no risk at all, and the problem with most bonds and CDs for sure and money market funds is that they're losing ground to inflation, and it's hard to make headway in your financial future if you're losing ground to inflation. However, that doesn't mean abandoning bonds altogether. They're kind of a foundation in a well-diversified investment portfolio. I get into considerable depth in that in the reports, depending upon your situation and your financial situation, your age, your comfort with stocks and what have you.
Remember, this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher, and the time to make a gift is right now while Jonathan Pond is on the air with us. Support the conversations we bring you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour. You only find that on public radio. Support 89.7 NPR News at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report just described by Jonathan. You fill out a short questionnaire and then Jonathan Pond will send you personalized financial planner. Plus, you also get Jonathan's book. That's for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. The best deal is $20 a month as a sustaining member. So you receive the combo package. That's Jonathan Pond's newest book, a personalized financial planner, and a personalized investment planner. That's $20 a month withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Become a member online at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Make that call right now. It's 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan, I know people often go with the combo package and then maybe give the kid that's just starting out and buying a house or something like that the financial planning thing. Maybe somebody, you know, maybe giving another kid the investment planner who might be in a different situation or just, you know, holding on to them because they don't have to use them right away, right?
No, they don't. There's no time limit. The only time limit is the duration of this program because they're not available to the general public. Some stations have done research into this, and I'm pleased to hear that almost a third of those who take advantage of the combo are doing so that they can share this information with a family member or a friend. And it makes a great gift for someone, and it's a gift of a stronger financial future and a more confidence so that you don't lose sleep. You know, I've been at this business, I think about 95 years. And the biggest thing I say to people even if they are doing something that may not be the best thing they could do with their money, I say in the final analysis, you got to be able to sleep at night. And so many people are worried about their money. If you can, if something that you do, like take advantage of these wonderful offerings from WOSU, will help you sleep better at night, I think that's an investment not only in your financial future, but in your sanity. And people really like these reports. They are.
A lot of people get them every year, every couple years.
They certainly do. Mm-hmm. That's the reason that the financial planner is the most often asked for, requested thank you gift in public television, and number two is the investment planner. Hmm. So they can make a difference in your life or in the life of a family member. After all, if you can help your kids become more financially literate, I mean, there's at least a fighting chance that they won't move back in with you in your dotage.
And by the way, in your dotage, you can use this as well.
We've had people, the age range is amazing. It's people who complete the planning questionnaires. It's 18 to 99. And I'm one of the few in this business who realizes your financial concerns, your financial needs don't end when you retire. Mm-hmm. A lot of these businesses just don't like retirees because they're withdrawing money. They're not adding money to their accounts. And you retire now and you have probably around three decades. People hate to hear that that you have to plan for. A lot of people say, I don't want to live that long. And I say, fine, that's your own business. But my job is to plan for that unfortunate eventuality where you might live to 100. You have to do that. And if perchance you depart this orb, early, at least you can provide something to your ill-deserving heirs.
Thanks to George Suddeth in Columbus for your support. George wrote, keep up the good work. I appreciate being informed. Thank you so much, George. We will do our level best to satisfy you on that score. Email from Elisa. Can you speak to the difference between a traditional 401k and a Roth as it pertains to taxes? How are earnings taxed in each? And why would someone want one instead of the other?
Absolutely. Excellent question.
Love those solid, basic questions.
Yeah, and this bespeaks the perspicacity of your listeners. The traditional 401k is tax deductible, so you contribute $1,000 to the 401k, for example, and you're in the typical 25% bracket. You can deduct $250. So you basically, Uncle Sam is subsidizing 25% of your IRA contribution. If your employer, and increasing numbers of employers are doing this, offers a Roth 401k, you can contribute to the Roth 401k. You can't get the match, but you can bifurcate your 401k contributions, and they will put the match into a traditional 401k. And your contribution into the Roth. But the advantage of the Roth, whether it's a Roth 401k or a Roth IRA, is that it allows you, while you don't get a tax deduction for putting the money in, and some people could use the tax deduction, but those who don't necessarily need the tax deduction, and it isn't all that great anyway, put the money into a Roth, and then later in life, all of the money they withdraw is free of federal taxes. So you're not stuck with a big tax bill as you would be with traditional IRAs. Another thing about a Roth 401k contribution is for those who are blessed with a high income and they don't qualify for the Roth IRA, they can do a Roth 401k no matter how much you make. I mean, I should call Bill Gates and say you should be doing a Roth 401k. But the ability to not have to pay taxes on this money after retirement is very compelling. Incidentally, And if the members want a little more flesh on this, call and make a pledge first, please, and then ask the question about Roths in general. I'm a big advocate of Roth IRAs, particularly if you think you may not need the money later in life, because there's no better asset to pass on to a child. Assuming you don't do the main thing I suggest, and that is to retire rich and die destitute. But if that doesn't happen and you pass this money on, a Roth IRA, inherited Roth IRA, is an amazing vehicle that could actually benefit not only children, but also grandchildren and maybe even future generations. So it's a really neat little deal. And the Roth 401k, if you don't need the tax deduction, your employer offers it, do the Roth 401k.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and it is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. Joining us this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. Remember, an investment in your public radio station and 89.7 NPR News is an investment in yourself. So show your support right now. Call 1-866-897-9678. We have about 28 minutes to go before the end of the hour, and I'd like to get a nice even number, so 15 more pledges before the end of the hour. 15 more pledges at any level, whatever you can afford. One of Jonathan Pond's rules is always live within your means, never overextend yourself, but think about it. $5 a month, $10 a month, that's a couple of coffees at your favorite, you know, coffee place. Think about what you spend on coffee, what you spend on the little things in your life, and think about what a big deal 89.7 NPR News is to your life every single day. 1-866-897-9678. Show your support. Invest in yourself. Invest in your community by showing your support for 89.7 NPR News. For a gift of support at $20 a month as a sustainer, you receive Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $20 a month. You get everything we're talking about today and a lot of great advice from Jonathan Pond. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. These thank you gifts, they're useful to anyone at any age, at any stage in your financial planning career, if you will. But they're only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan's on the air. He loves to hear that people are showing their support. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. You know, Jonathan, one of my interns, my blessed interns, put something in my folder yesterday about 5 free financial planning classes available. Well, again, nothing's really free, right?
No.
I was kind of shocked by that. 5 free, not just the free meal thing, yeah. But 5 free classes.
Well,
what in the world?
Sometimes, you know, they'll provide some unbiased information, mm-hmm. but they're generally trying to get your business. If you want free financial planning that's objective, I would go to my local community education. They typically offer these. Now, the person who's offering the seminars would dearly love you to become a client, but I think there's more likely to be some objectivity in what they're talking about. So you can try the free dinners, but believe me, they're going to try to sell you things that you have no business being in. I don't say that categorically, but the vast majority do.
We live in a college town. What do you say to the recent graduates, the new graduates, the upcoming graduates, many of whom decide to stick around Columbus? Mm-hmm. This is a great place to live.
Sure is. Great place. I've always wanted to dot the I. I don't think that's going to be forthcoming. But it's an amazing band, and the football team's not too shabby either.
Right.
But I mean, it's what I tell my daughters. Learn to live beneath your means. Save money. They hate hearing me talk about it, but they do it because I think they know they're the preacher's daughters. Start out even saving 5%. Believe it or not, if you start saving 5% of your income, in your 20s, you're likely to be in good shape with just that amount by the time you retire. But the objective is, of course, to increase the withdrawals gradually, and then you're going to be in great shape, not only for retirement, but also for buying a home. One thing about the Roth IRA is if the money is in the account for 5 years from the time you set, you make your first contribution, 5 years later, you can withdraw that money tax-free and use it perhaps as a down payment on a house. So it all boils down to living beneath your means. If you're saddled, as most students are, with student loans, you got to pay those down. But I would pay them down a little slower, just for the satisfaction of knowing I have some money put away for the future.
1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for 89.7 NPR News right now. You can also go online to WOSU.org. If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, give us a call at 614-292-8513. I can't believe we haven't gotten any calls yet. AllSides@WOSU.org is the address if you want to email us a question or comment, or you can check out the Facebook page and post your question or comment there. Housing shortage, I mean, there's a lot, real shortage of housing stock available. That means prices are going up. You're always a proponent of buying a house, getting ready to go, and getting involved in that kind of investment. What about now? What do you tell people?
Well, my oldest daughter is going through that, and it's a tough slog for a first-time home buyer. She has yet to prevail, and it's housing prices are very high in most locales. But I wouldn't wait around for housing prices to decline. I describe people who are waiting around for the best time to buy a house when housing prices are slumping and interest rates are low. I refer to them in two words, permanent renters. So at some point, you've got to find the place. You can take your time, hopefully, and get into the housing market. We homeowners who you know are pouring money into the maintenance of our houses, mm-hmm. love to, you know, misery loves company. But having a house and owning it free and clear by the time you retire, in those situations, it's very difficult not to have a very comfortable retirement. And the sooner you can do that, the better.
A lot of people want to get into certain neighborhoods and that kind of thing. But even when you're buying a house, there's a certain amount of risk involved. You have to take risks.
You sure do. And you're not going to live in the neighborhood that you probably grew up in. My father had a great remark about which, and he was helping us buy houses. He said, you know, when you're not sure of the neighborhood, go to the local police department and ask the desk sergeant, you know, we're looking at a house on so-and-so street. Would you let your daughter live there? And they'll be painfully honest in their response. But, you know, the sooner you can get into this, I'm still a strong advocate of home ownership. I know that's a bit controversial, but if you're feeling that you're going to be in your current locale for at least 5 years, I would take the plunge because you'd rather not wait too long. On the other hand, I have over the years advised, and they thank me for the advice, retirees who have never owned a home to buy a home. Huh. Because then, you know, they're set. That whole notion of annual rent increases and all that goes away. They're building up more in their nest egg, and so it can work at any age. I just think it's a good thing to do. It always has been, and always will be. But it's not easy now. It's just, you're exactly right, Ann.
Thank you to Alex Kolasar in Dublin for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. And thanks for listening. We have 14 more to go and just about 20 minutes to go. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We're looking for 14 more pledges of support for the programming that you enjoy, you've come to rely on every single day on 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Gerald Baker in Columbus. Thanks for your support. 13 to go now, just 13 and just about 19 minutes to go. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. Couldn't do it without you. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. Your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides and all the other great NPR programs like Morning Edition and All Things Considered. I depend on them. I know you do, too. These programs are paid for with listener support. And in return for your contribution, we're offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert, and my guest this hour. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. The best deal of the day is $20 a month. As a sustaining member, you get the combo package, Jonathan Pond's newest book, a personalized financial planner, and a personalized investment planner. That's $20 a month withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Thanks to David Schubert in Upper Arlington for your pledge of support. Just 12 to go now this hour and just about 17 minutes left. Give us a call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And thank you for your support. We really appreciate it. Do you think, Jonathan Pond, that children are going to struggle more financially in the future compared with their parents? This is a common opinion. A lot of people think this.
They sure do. I've looked back at that. The internet is a wonderful thing, and I've looked back at times when there were stories that children were not going to live as well as their parents. And I went back around 40 years, and this happens about every 2 years on average, and it hasn't come true yet. It's like the people that 5 years ago were going to say, get out of the stock market, the market's going to crash. Imagine if you had done that. So it's a common lament. I think it has more force right now that my kids aren't going to live as well as we have as parents because of the effects of technology, disruptive technology, robotics. A lot of careers are going to be at risk because of technological advances. But then again, I went back to the a report of occupations in 1970, and by the year 2000, this is a government Department of Commerce listing of occupations, by the year 2000, 30 years later, 40% of the occupations had disappeared. So I think that effects of technology may be more significant now, but still, if you get the right kind of education and you recognize that you have to take a rather dispassionate view of your career prospects, I don't see any reason why you're not going to thrive very well. And you know, this is preaching to the choir in Columbus, but you know, be careful of what you major in or your kid majors in, and make sure that job is going to be around.
Some universities I know make a point of having conferences with parents as a group during orientation times to say, okay, here's what we do to make sure your kid gets a job.
Yeah.
They recognize that as well.
You know, Ann, it's interesting to see what there's been a lot of research on this, what the best major is in a college for long-term career success, and it hasn't changed. It's liberal arts, because it prepares you. You know, the mindset is such that you can you can adjust to any occupational challenges. I'm reminded, my middle child, majored in classics. I mean, classics. She you know, from the age of five, loved Latin and later developed a love for ancient Greek. I said, she's going to go nowhere. What are we going to do? Well, she's at an Ivy League law school, is editor of the Law Review, and is going to do fine. Not that the world needs another lawyer, and I remind her of that all the time. But but still, it worked for her.
Well, you follow your path, and when you follow your path, you're going to do the best. That's what I always tell people.
At least it didn't go into ancient Greek. Although she does tell me she's been hired by some faculty to look at their writings and making sure their use of Latin and Greek, which they love to do, of course. These lawyers thrive on obfuscation. They're using the correct terminology. So.
I have a friend whose daughter's gifted in Latin, and I think it's awesome. I mean, I just think that's fantastic. That's not many people are. So
I know. Oh, the old saying that Latin, you know, the thing, it's just such a wretched usage of Latin, but it, you know, semper ubi sub ubi. Always wear underwear.
Words of wisdom.
Where else do you get this kind of discourse on public media?
The wisdom of Jonathan Pond right here and now. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. We have about 15 minutes to go, maybe more like 14 minutes to go now, maybe almost just 13, and 12 pledges to go. Show your support right now, 1-866-897-9678. Tell us that this kind of high-level, highbrow discussion is what you like to hear every single day. We have a call from Mike. No, I don't have it yet. Email from Blake. He says, I recently purchased a home in April this year, and I'm graduating from university in the spring. I'm 23, and I'm wondering, should I put extra income toward my mortgage or to my student loans? I will graduate with $29,000 in student debt, and I have a $180,000 mortgage with a 30-year fixed rate at 3.75%. Wow.
Okay, Blake,
that's
good
a go-getter.
For you.
Yeah.
Good for you. I would nothing. Please remember this. Please take this away. I'll say it in English, not in Greek. Nothing in your financial life is either or. And so you have an opportunity to pay down the mortgage. You have an opportunity to pay down the student loans. And you also have the most pressing opportunity, and that is contributing to your retirement plans at work. I'd like to think that you'll do a bit of each, but recognizing that the mortgage rates are pretty low, that you have the mortgage rate, and your student loans are probably a relatively low rate. I would load up whatever I have left over at the month. In the month, I'd take at least 60% of that and put it into an IRA, Roth IRA. You'll probably qualify for, and a 401k. 401k is, you know, arguably a little better than a Roth IRA. Depends on the situation a bit. I'll let you know, however, in your investment planner, because I'll know about your situation, Blake, and take the other 40% and divvy it up between the two, because it's good for the soul to pay down debt. It really is, but it's more important to put money away for retirement. Blake, take this away, and all everybody else who's working. With retirement plan contributions, there are limits to how much you can contribute. But it's use it or lose it. Every year you forego making that 401k contribution or your IRA contribution is a year you can't make up in the future. And that's why it's most important to do. But it's interesting, in that situation, with the financial planner, the Money Smarts financial planner, I look at the situation and I'll know a lot more about Blake and everybody else, and I will have a hierarchy of where are the best places to put your money.
You prioritize.
I prioritize it. Yeah. because it's a tough decision.
Blake, if you can squeeze out the money right now to show your support for 89.7 NPR News, this is a perfect – the financial planner, the investment planner, all of these things are exactly the guideposts that you're looking for. Jonathan Pond does his best to respond to questions like that on the air. He always does. But, you know, everything is – everyone has a different kind of a situation, and that's why these kind of financial planners are so helpful. And they're also something that you can do over and over and over again, as I mentioned. This is 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. The best deal we're offering this hour is $20 a month as a sustainer, because you get everything. You get to support public radio. You get Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Those items are offered only to public radio listeners just like you. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. For just $10 a month as a sustaining member, you pick up the Money Smarts Investment Planner and have Jonathan Pond give you personalized investment advice. Pick the level that works for you, $5, $10, or $20 a month as a sustaining member. And remember, every dollar helps 89.7 NPR News bring you shows just like this one. You count on all sides to cover the local issues you're talking about, to cover the state issues you're talking about, the national issues, and sometimes even the international issues. That can't happen without listener support. Have your sustaining membership withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And thanks so much to Megan Thoreau in Columbus and Annie Woods in Columbus for your pledge of support. That means 10 pledges left and about 9 minutes to go. We need 10 pledges in 9 minutes. Help us make this happen. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And Mike in Obetz, you're on the air. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm planning on retiring in about a year and a half. I live in a $120,000 house. I have no mortgage. I have no credit card debt or no car payments. And I've got about $320,000 in my 401k. What should I do between now and a year and a half from now when I hope to retire?
Okay. How old are you, Mike?
64.
So you can you'll postpone Social Security until full retirement age, right?
Correct.
Okay, good.
Which is 66 for me.
And every year you postpone that between 66 and 70, if you can afford it, is an 8% increase, 8% per year increase in your lifetime income. So even if you postpone it 6 months, say, mm-hmm. your lifetime income from Social Security will go up by 4% each year. So the collection of Social Security is an important decision. And then it boils down to, you're in great shape, mm-hmm. it boils down to how to invest your money in going forward. And a lot of people, when they retire, think that they should invest their money differently. But the way you invest is based not on your age, but on how long the money's going to need to last. And so you're going to need to plan on about 30 years for this money to last you. And that's going to require a fairly large percentage of the money in stocks. Now, I'll know more about your situation from the investment planner. But here's a general rule of thumb, because, you know, in my business, you have to speak in sound bites. I can't countenance a retiree who has less than 40% of his or her money in stocks. And I think if you're a reasonably moderate, cautious investor, I would think between 40 and 60% in stocks and the rest in bonds, bond-type investments to provide a foundation for your investments. But you're in good shape. Heavens. I would expect no less from the WOSU members, and I hope we'll hear from more. I hope that helps you, Mike, anyway. And if you can call now, time is waning. It's 866-897-9678. Need I remind you that the office will receive calls over the next couple of days from people trying to sleaze their way into these thank you gifts, but it's not going to happen, mm-hmm. because I'm committed to public media. I talked a little bit earlier about dividends. And arguably, WOSU in your community is a resource that pays dividends every day of the year in the form of educational and occasionally wacky broadcasting, if you will forgive us. And it's an extremely valuable resource for everyone in the community, and it's richly deserving of your support. I work very hard on getting these reports out, the investment planner and the financial planner, but I'm proud to do so because I know you're committed to public media, as am I, and I hope it's a win-win situation. I think it is.
Thanks to Linda Hewling in Westerville, and there's a few other people that have donated. I can't see their names anymore, but we have just about four more minutes to go and five more pledges, 9 minutes to go and five more pledges to go to reach that goal. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. That's 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU. Thanks to Nicholas Hughes in Columbus for your show of support. Thanks for investing in 89.7 NPR News. It's not only an investment in your local radio station, it's an investment in your future because we're going to be there for you every single day because of your support. Amy in Marion Village, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Welcome.
Thank you, and thanks for taking my call. And I wanted to give you a little round of applause for supporting the whole concept of home ownership. I'm on the other side of the fence. I'm now retired. I bought my home when I was 24, started, and my home has been paid off. I did stay in my own old neighborhood I grew up in. It was a dinky little home when I bought it, and over the years I have made it grow.
Good for you.
And you know, it's just, I think that the misconception here with a lot of younger people these days is that you have to get into that home, that brand new home. And that's not necessarily the case. You can get a better deal maybe on a used home and make it your own.
Never had a brand new home. I couldn't tell you. But Amy, thank you.
Very well said by Amy.
Yes.
And I wrote a book years ago. I won't even mention the name because it's so out of date. Although I actually bring these issues up in the Money Smarts book, which is available for at a $5 a month pledge. Basically I said if somebody is mortgage free by the time they retire and has $200,000 in savings plus Social Security. Now $200,000 is a lot of money. I'm not minimizing that. They could retire in reasonably good financial shape. Well, suddenly, I see every media outlet in the country, without attribution, I might add, and occasionally they'll call to apologize, and I'll say, well, don't worry, I've stolen some of your stuff too. But all of a sudden, the news reports come out, you can retire with a couple $100,000. The key point is, if you're mortgage-free, that makes a big difference, and I just happen to think that it's a great asset to have, and it can provide you with income with a reverse mortgage. I don't advocate them, but later in life, if you have a house, you can take out a reverse mortgage and get a little additional income, say in your 80s or older, for your benefit.
Thanks, Amy, for that call. You live in a place called Marion Village. It's a great neighborhood in Columbus. It's been a really, really nice neighborhood to grow up in, I know, and then it's just gone through a big period of reclamation and a lot of vibrancy there. We're just about out of time. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org, a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News. It's global. It's local. Thanks to Richard Schenbeck in Hebron. We have seven to go. We have just less than 1 minute to go and seven callers. That's what we're looking for. 1-866 897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Show your support for All Sides with Dan Fisher and all the other programming that we bring to you every single day. Thanks to Larry Davis in Columbus for your support. Thank you so much, Larry. Thank you so much, Jonathan Pond, as always, for
your support. And I hope
the
volunteers will be around a couple of minutes after the end of the program to take the calls.
I do, too, because we have six to go to reach that goal. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Esther Gillette in Columbus. You're the greatest, Esther. Thanks so much. Now we have just five to go. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. And thank you so much for all of your support.